Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it can be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, Steering Through the Storm, Navigating Parental Discipline in a Counter-Cultural Tide. And today's focus is embracing godly discipline in an era of challenge. In today's whirlwind of shifting cultural norms and values, the Christian call to parent with discipline and love often faces stern opposition. Amidst voices that advocate for leniency at the expense of structure and correction, it's vital for Christian families to anchor themselves in the wisdom of the Word. Now, more than ever, hearing God's voice in this matter is crucial. It's about steering our families through the storm with courage, conviction, and a profound love that dares to discipline. Our springboard for today's conversation is Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24. Whoever spares the rod hates their children, but the one who loves their children is careful to discipline them. Now, this proverb isn't a carte blanche for harshness. Rather, it's a divine nudge towards responsible, loving discipline that shapes character, instills values, and prepares children for the challenges of life. In an era when the very notion of discipline is often misunderstood and maligned, how do we as parents maintain this delicate balance? The answer lies in tuning into God's voice, allowing His wisdom to guide our actions and interactions with our children. Very important 2-minute focus training. Number one, quiet time reflection. Start with daily quiet time to pray and meditate on God's Word. Ask for guidance on how to discipline in a way that reflects His love and His righteousness. Number two, active listening. Spend time each day actively listening to your children. Really get on the ground, face the child, and listen to your children. Understand their hearts and minds can provide insight into the most effective and loving ways to discipline them. And number three, constant application. Discipline should be consistent, not given to fits of anger or frustration. Reflect on the consistency of your disciplinary actions, ensuring that they are aligned with godly principles. In conclusion, the path of godly discipline is marked by love, consistency, and a deep commitment to the spiritual growth of our children. By embracing this divine mandate, we not only obey God's word, but we also equip our children to navigate a world that often stands in stark contrast to the values that we hold dear. And today's call to action, take a step back and evaluate your approach to discipline. Seek God's guidance in prayer, asking how you can be more effectively embody His love and wisdom in your parenting. Consider how you can implement a balanced approach to discipline that nurtures respect, understanding, and spiritual growth. Now, today's question of the day, how can you ensure that your approach to discipline reflects both God's love and His righteousness in a world that may not understand or even value them? Let's pray. Lord, in a world that often misunderstands your intentions for discipline, grant us the wisdom to parent our children in a way that reflects your love and righteousness. Help us to listen for your voice, guiding our actions and our decisions as we seek to raise our children according to your word. Give us the strength to stand firm in our convictions, even when faced with opposition, knowing that our ultimate goal is to guide our children towards your loving arms. Amen. In the midst of the world's noise and confusion, let's commit to being beacons of God's love and wisdom. By grounding our approach to discipline in His eternal truths, we can navigate the challenges of parenting with grace and strength, leading our families closer to Him with every step.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myart2b.com. That's www.myart2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.